We're visiting with Northern Heights boys basketball coach Lance Morris here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you're off to an 0-5 start. You're seeing some good competition. What have you learned from these first five games?
Well, we've learned we're not a very deep bench, but we've learned we need to, well, I hope we've learned we need to take care of the basketball.
And can you, and are there some other things besides taking care of the basketball that you want to see improvement-wise? I know with two games coming up, including tonight, you have an opportunity to continue to get better.
Yeah, we haven't shot the ball incredibly well. Our percentages are pretty low, but that just that'll come. I'm not too worried about that. We need to play a full game and shoot the ball better, but our main problem right now is taking care of the ball. But we match up pretty good with Council Grove, and so hopefully this can get the ball moving in the right direction for us.
I know in the season opener you took on Osage, and then you were in that Wabunsee tournament and seeing some good teams there. Seeing good competition early, does that feel like that's going to help you guys, as you are in league play right now? I know West Franklin is much improved. You got Linden and Chase County and Council Grove's always a solid program. But do you feel like those games, those three games sandwiched between the Osage game and the West Franklin game on Tuesday, do you feel like that's going to help you see that good competition when it comes down to the postseason?
Yeah, I really do. We played a Frankfurt team that was very deep, and they had a lot of size. They were a very well-coached team. The Wabunsee game, we just had an all-around bad game. And then we played the Manhattan Chief team, who had some very talented athletes. They had a point guard that just, he could do whatever he wanted. Those three teams all had, and West Franklin just have us outmatched size-wise, and there's just not much we can do with that. So we got to get out and run, and we got to take care of the ball. And we're having too many turnovers, and you're not going to win many games with as many turnovers as we've had.
Visiting with Northern Heights boys basketball coach Lance Morris here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, tonight you got Council Grove, and I believe that's a home game for you guys. And then on Tuesday night, you'll go over to Cottonwood Falls to take on Chase County, and that game will be on Country 101.7 FM as part of our Area Game of the Week coverage. And then you'll have some time to work on some things. And then back in action on January 5th with Central Heights. And then you'll have Mission Valley on the 9th of January before we talk again on January 12th. So what do you want to take away from these next two games? And then you have quite a bit of time to work on some things before you take on Central Heights on January 5th.
I really want to see us keep the intensity on defense up for a whole game. We've done it for a couple quarters. We've done it for a half. We haven't put it together for a whole game. I just really want to see the defensive side pick up a little more, and I need the guys to trust in each other and somebody to step up and take charge and be a leader on the court for us. We're kind of lacking in that area. So that's what I really want to take away from these next couple of games. We match up really good with Council Grove and Chase County. We played this summer, so we have an idea of what we're going to go up against. So hopefully the guys can step up and play a full game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight against Council Grove. We look forward to carrying the game on Tuesday with Chase County. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and best of luck on January 5th and January 9th against Mission Valley and Central Heights, and we'll talk to you again on January 12th.
Thank you.
That is Northern Heights boys basketball coach Lance Morris joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.